Okay, now we start.
Okay.
We are here. Can you tell us where we are right now?
Yeah, right now we are here in Hofmannstrasse by the Central Ausländerbehörde. But the problems we have because...
Can you tell me before that where we are, we know now, but who you are?
Yeah, Samba, right? I'm Samba. I am a refugee here in Germany.
Okay.
We are in our houses by lagers in Germany all over. But after we receive letters from different with us, both men and women, we receive letters to come. There is a hearing here at the Central Ausländerbehörde in Hofmannstrasse. So we come, but in these letters, what is written there is identification. But after the identification, if they know where you are from, you have to be deported so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why people are all afraid, people have stress.
Yeah, but don't want to come.
Genau, that's why we come here to the Central Ausländerbehörde. At the entrance, we occupied it.
Can you tell me what happens if the people don't follow and they don't come? What happens to the people then?
Yes, not people don't come, but some of the people don't have letters, but police went to pick them.
They pick them.
Yeah, and they don't have no letter, which can show that you are invited here. The police just went there in their houses to pick them on handcuff, to bring them here from Passau to here, or from Landshut to here.
So they arrest them?
Genau, yeah. And they have been arrested without giving them any invitation.
But there's no law court decision about this.
No.
The police does it from its own.
No, and I think that is decision from the police, but I think they should not do things like that, because anyone they want to come, let them just send you a letter as an invitation.
Yeah, of course.
If you have the invitation, you don't come, from there the police can react.
Yeah.
But you don't send letters to people, you just went 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, waking people at bed, put them on handcuff, bring them here like criminals.
Okay.
And I think from somebody who is looking for a protection cannot be a criminal.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And
so
there's no law court decision and there's no Verwaltungsakt.
Genau. That's it.
It's called the Verwaltungsakt.
That's it. Yeah. That's what they do. And even here right now we are here, but every minute we are being provoked by the police, because the police now is provoking us.
What are they doing?
We use our lauti. They say we have to off the lauti.
Okay.
Yeah, we tell them, but this is daytime, it's not nighttime, and this thing we already registered from the CAFO air.
Of course.
And the CAFO air say from 10 o'clock we should off the lauti till 7 in the morning.
Okay.
So right now, just imagine from 12 to 1 daytime,
the
police say, no, we have to off the lauti.
But you can from 7 to 1 a.m. in the night, so you are allowed to.
Yeah, so now they come, the police himself want to take the lauti and turn it off. I tell him, no, you cannot do this. This is private and you should not touch it.
So
you see, it's me and one woman.
Okay.
Yeah, but all of the time it's happening, I'm here, the woman is here.
So do they treat you very, very bad?
No. The German, the police, they don't have no respect for us, to be honest.
Oh, so
there is no respect for us. Because yesterday there is a chief police who come here. He's telling us that go home, it's cold.
Okay.
You see, we tell him that no, that's not your business. You cannot tell us what to do.
Okay, so I can offer is, I used to work for a Rechtsanwaltskanzlei,
a
lawyer.
Yeah.
So I'm not so much in Strafrecht, but in former times I also worked for Hartmut Wächter, who wrote about this Versammlungsrecht about this special issue.
Yeah.
So I'm not so much in practice, but I'm very good in theory, so I can, if you have a problem with the police, you can give me a call, and I'm normally at home all the time.
Okay.
And then you pass over your phone to the policeman and you say, okay, this person, he's not a lawyer, but he's, what he says should be like I say.
Yeah,
and then it's fine.
Yes.
And then he has to talk to me.
Okay, we do that. But I know that the police, because right now I think maybe they are tired of coming here for duties. Okay. So that's why they are pushing actions, which you know that they are racist actions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because that one is racist actions, what the police are doing. Because I think the police, they are here to protect if there is problem.
Yeah.
But since we come here, no quarrel, no fight. It's only any time you see tension here, I know it's the police.
Yeah, and you know that? when we have a demonstration, like all the Bayerischer Flüchtlingsrat or something, mm-hmm. they don't dare to do this.
Yeah.
They don't even dare.
Yeah, that's why.
They do, very correct.
Normally. That's why I say this thing is something racist they want to put on this, because they know, this is migrants who organize this, so we can do anyhow what we feel like to do. So that's why I use the word that it's a racist action they are doing. Because if not, that they should use their senses and know that we don't even have problem with the police.
Do you think it's because it's direct route action from the refugees themselves?
Yes, that's why. Because if I thought it's a German citizen who admeldum this, they cannot misbehave.
No.
They cannot misbehave.
And they are not allowed to.
They cannot misbehave.
Of course.
He's so telling us there in Germany the music is so and so. I tell him, it's size egal, Germany would underland. I tell him, in this world now, you are the only one who is thinking of Germany, but the world is all one.
I would have an idea. Maybe you try the Lauti with some Polizeimarschmusik. With some really German, really old Marschmusik from Bavaria.
Yeah.
And then maybe they will take it, yeah?
Yeah, of course. Of course, because we have some music which you know that we play them. Maybe they are unhappy with the music.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Those music,
they don't
I think,
raga music.
I think those music they cannot stop it.
Yeah,
yeah, because the music are going all over the world.
Hey, we should do a radio with your music. With raga roots.
Of
and
course,
African roots.
Of course,
radio.
Of course,
directly coming here from Kingston.
Yeah. So these are the problems.
And we could
always
also invite some reggae musicians.
Yeah,
maybe.
Of course.
I know some whites and some blacks and.
Of course.
Whatever.
Of course, because here we are here, but the whole problem, what trouble we are having here is the police, because at times if they come, they tell, hey, the tent so and so, the tent this and this. Just imagine, and these tents, there is nothing like to do here unless we are to keep ourselves because of the cold, and the police they are inside, they put their cars on. They put the heater from the car. They are sitting inside.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's cold.
Yeah.
So for us, we are here.
So what do you think if we would do an invitation right now and here by radio and ask all the musicians from Bavaria to come here and to join it?
Yeah, genau.
Yeah,
it's
and
good.
And to do a small instant concert.
Yes, yes, so that they
bring
can
their
hear
instruments.
It. Genau.
And we have microphones, we have a Lauti, so we can everything bring
it's
on
possible.
Stage.
It's possible, because here around 4, 5 of what, till 10 o'clock, more than 200 people come here.
So you will also have 200 listeners if you come here?
No, it will be more than that, because here we have a lot of people who are coming here in the evening from
and
the refugees.
There are also many refugee people, so they will dance,
of
not
course.
Like the Germans.
Yeah, so that it can maybe it can pull a stress from people, because we have pressure from the government, we have pressure from the police. So
please
but,
come here and show your solidarity.
Yeah, now,
right?
Because the police now, for those people, they want to dictate us. And that dictator's regimes, I think now everybody is trying to stop it. But the police, they are here just to try to dictate us, because what we want is that what will happen, not what we want.
And how long will you stay here? It's cold and it's really uncomfortable.
Yes.
And the police does some stress.
Yes.
So how long will you resist this?
It's cold and it's uncomfortable.
How is your situation?
But
how
for,
is your health?
But
and
for
how
us,
is your soul?
Yeah, but for us right now, we have no choice.
Are you empowered?
Because we pass through a Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
Whereby you cannot see nothing, it's only water and it's cold. So in this place, I think it's a small thing for us.
Yeah.
As I know, we are here.
We don't
decide to live here.
Yeah, but that's that.
Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah, we don't decide
that's
to live here.
That's also the name of a big campaign in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
It's we are here.
We are here.
Okay,
so
thank you.
And we don't decide to live.
I think that's the best way to end up now. We
thank
are here.
You. Thank you very
thank
much.
You very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Should we do it another time in German?
Yeah, but I think that would